Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Pete Reiser. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. Reiser moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Fox steals second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Minoso out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reiser strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fridley hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wynn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fridley. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Rodriguez moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 0 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Pierce moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reiser strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rodriguez. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Rodriguez steals second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodriguez moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Simpson hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Harry Simpson now playing center field. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Easter moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen is walked intentionally. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fridley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Simpson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Boone. Boone fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Boone. Stewart goes all the way around to score. Minoso moves all the way to home. It's 4-2, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with wing covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. Hegan moves to second. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Simpson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Boone scores. Hegan scores. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Luis Aloma now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Avila is walked intentionally. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Barney McCuskey. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Simpson moves to third. Avila moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simpson scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.